live at ESPNCleveland.com.
He's in open field, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
From the front office.
We'll never be totally satisfied till we win the championship.
Yeah, we have a lot of young players on this team and new coaching staff. I think we're happy about it.
To the coach's office.
I'm enjoying the interaction with the coaches. I'm enjoying working with the players. I enjoy the process.
From the Browns of the present.
I'm thrilled to be where I'm at each and every day to play quarterback here.
I am a threat. I'm on the football field. I can possibly get that football. And when I get the football, you better strap your helmet on tight. You know, make sure all your chin straps buckled up because it'll take you for a ride.
To the Browns of the past.
Bernie Kosar joining us.
Brian Seif.
Jerry Shirk.
Clay Matthews.
This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Quaker Steak and Lube on ESPN 850 WKNR.
And pushes, and he's in! Touchdown! It is all over! The Browns have won it!
Now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
Big show for you tonight. Pat Shurmur, the head coach of the Browns, he joins us for not one, but two segments. And the new offensive coordinator of this team, Brad Childress, joins us as well, as each men are getting ready to head out to Indianapolis for the Combine. That's where this show will be tomorrow and on Friday. We will be broadcasting live from Indianapolis from the Combine. Bernie Kosar will be there with me as well for those 2 days. You'll hear from national draft analysts. You'll hear from all the key folks who are part of the Combine process. And you also talk with us. You submit questions via the Browns official Facebook and Twitter pages, and you dial in those questions too. You call those into our Browns official, it's now our official voicemail line, something we're very excited about because it gives you a chance as the listener to have a voice. And yes, I read your question on the air, but I think it's also fun, sometimes even more fun, when I can take your questions and then, you know, have them hear them from you, as this gentleman did.
This is Phil calling from Los Angeles, California, and my question is, do you think that mock drafts are completely phony and slapstick? Seeing as how every NFL fan and analyst makes a mock draft, yet it's harder to predict than the NCAA tournament. There's more outcomes. So do you think mock drafts are a legit source of information or just pure speculation? Thanks.
Yeah, I would say mock drafts, I don't know if the word is phony. Are they speculation? Yes, they're speculation. Now, mock drafts come in various styles, and I know for a fact that some that have been put together, and I've put them together myself this way, but I know, for instance, a guy named Rick Goslin, a very highly respected writer for the Dallas Morning News, covers the NFL. His approach is to build his mock draft by talking with scouts, personnel people from around the NFL, and gets their gets a feel for what they're going to do and builds his board accordingly. Now, there's that immediate thought that when you get information that way, that people will put out misinformation intentionally to throw off other teams, and that does happen. I think Rick's has generally been fairly trustworthy. I'm not saying it's 100%, but I think his batting percentage is pretty high. The other mock drafts that you see from, again, ESPN, NFL.com, various places, are generally okay. I think the batting percentage is mostly if you get players correctly taken in the first round, if you project them that way. Some drafts will fall to chalk, and getting those first, sometimes four or five picks right, isn't necessarily the greatest challenge in the world. It's harder, obviously, when you try to get the entire round and then go deeper than that. But I would tell you that they're fun, mostly. Take them for what they're worth, and they are speculation. And again, they're built a lot on the rumors and gossip and discussion that goes on, because this is a very gossipy league. So you can, again, call your questions into us, 855-363-2459, or locally 440-824-6138, and we will take questions such as that and put some of them on the air for you. All right, coming up in a couple of minutes, we're going to have a discussion with the head coach of the Cleveland Browns. His name is Pat Shurmur, and that is next on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford. It's brought to you by Madden NFL 12. In stores now, EA Sports, it's in the game.
It's
auto show season, and the best deals are at Liberty, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. The savings are huge. And right now, you can get an additional $1,000 in auto show bonus cash. Or lease the best-selling 33-mile-per-gallon Ford Fusion for just $169. Great fuel efficiency, quality, and style. All for only $169 a month. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick.
If you're a football fan, chances are it's been a lifelong passion. Did you know that over those same years, your oral care needs have also changed? From the ages of 30 to 50, science shows that plaque formation increases 337%, dry mouth increases 304%, and gingivitis increases 22,000%. So how do you fight oral aging with the grit and determination of a sports fan? Turn to Age Essential Mouthwash. It's so strong, it's been scientifically proven to kill germs for up to 16 hours. Help prevent the effects of oral aging. Fight back and stay strong with Oasis Age Essential Mouthwash, available at your local Discount Drug Mart in the oral care section.
Med and NFL 12 delivers an authentic NFL experience with an all-new collision system, team-specific runners, and real-life broadcast with all-new dynamic player performance. Players' traits rise and fall based on their performance throughout the game. Madden NFL 12. True to the game. EA Sports Madden NFL 12 is available now. Want to learn more? Go to ea.com/MaddenNFL.
It's family fun February at Freeway Lanes. Head over to any Freeway Lanes location for after-school fun all month. Get two games of bowling, including shoes, plus a hot dog, small fries, and small pop, all for just $6.95. Get your family together for family fun February with bowling and dinner for only $6.95. Get your strike on only at Freeway Lanes. Find out how to get your strike on at freewaylanes.com. Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. till 5 p.m. Excludes holidays.
Hey, the Roadman, Kenny Road here, and it's Truck Month at Ganley Chrysler Jeep and Dodge. Get auto show rebates right now. They want to make you a deal you can't refuse. Check out the 2012 Dodge Ram 1500 Quad Cab 4x4 with the Bighorn package. It includes a 5.7-liter Hemi, 20-inch chrome wheels, air conditioning, tilt and cruise, and so much more. Come check out what I'm talking about. Take it for a test drive at Ganley Chrysler Jeep and Dodge, 123 Broadway Avenue on the historic Bedford Auto Mile. Get this massive ride listed at $36,660 minus the Ganley discount, $4,000, minus the auto show rebate, $3,000. Cash match of $1,000. You pay only $28,660. Truck month and auto show deals now at Ganley Chrysler Jeep and Dodge, 123 Broadway Avenue on the Bedford Auto Mile. So come take advantage of it. Save big. Hurry. These prices won't last long. Call today, 440-232-2121, and tell them the Roadman sent you to Ganley Chrysler Jeep and Dodge in Bedford. This offer ends February 29th.
And we welcome you back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Will Bursch producing for us tonight. This segment, this first part of a conversation with Browns head coach Pat Shurmur, it's brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube. We are very pleased to welcome back to the show the head coach of the Browns, Pat Shurmur. Coach, how you doing?
Good, Vic. How you doing?
I'm doing well. I know you're getting ready to head over to Indianapolis for the combine, and want to start first, though, with the biggest of some off-season moves you made, some changes to the coaching staff, hiring your longtime colleague Brad Childress, worked together with him in Philadelphia to be the offensive coordinator here. First and foremost, what do you think he brings to this team?
Well, I think if you ask Brad, you know, he wants to come here and help us win games, and you know, I think very frequently you see where guys will hire guys that they've worked with before, and it happens a lot in our business because I've had a long friendship with Brad. We learned how to coach in the NFL together. We learned how we want to teach the quarterback together. And so I've got a long relationship with Brad, and he's very accomplished. And so I know how he's going to react when things get stressful. I know how we're going to interact on a day-to-day basis. And, you know, he'll be responsible for putting the offense together. And, again, I don't think it'll look much different because we teach the same things.
I was going to say, you have that same vision. It's something you learned and developed together in Philadelphia for the time you spent there. But bringing him aboard after he spent some time with a different team, Minnesota, in a different capacity as a head coach, sure, and then spent some time away from the game this past year where you can always freshen your ideas and see different things. Do you think from that standpoint it could be any different in terms of some of the things, or have the discussions you had maybe sounded a little different than the stuff you talked about together when you worked together in Philly?
No, I think you always try to utilize the talent that you have available. And they had a terrific running back, of course, Adrian Peterson at the Vikings, and an outstanding defense. And he got to the point where he was a play from going to the Super Bowl. And he was very accomplished there in Minnesota. And so I think we're going to add some of his experience there to some of mine, which was a little bit different in St. Louis, and put it all together. And I think you'll see something similar. What I think you'll see, and it may have nothing to do with plays as we move forward, is we're going to have a group of players that are 1 year better at doing what they do. And I think that's the piece that's important. But to have another guy in the building that I'm on the same page with, I think is important, along with Nolan Cromwell, who's our senior assistant. I was with him in St. Louis. He coached the receivers, and so, you know, he'll help us coach. And then as well as Timmy Houck, who I hired to coach the secondary. So, you know, I feel good about all of that. But I think the fact that I worked with Brad and Nolan and have been around Tim as a player, you know, when you bring in guys you're familiar with, it helps.
And the other thing, and I think a lot is made of this, but I think there's a point lost in this. You worked together with Brad Childress in mm-hmm. Philly, and mm-hmm. you guys were sharing an office. You guys were exchanging ideas. You hear so many folks want to address the idea of, well, is it awkward because he was an OC in Philly, you were a position coach, he's been a head coach before in Minnesota, you just finished your first year as a head coach, and then the roles are reversed where he's an offensive coordinator working with you as a head coach. But the fact is the relationship you have doesn't lend itself to that awkwardness because you work together.
No, there's no question. I don't feel awkward about it. I've got other guys on this staff that have been head coaches before.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think you'd like to surround yourself, and I think the Cleveland Browns deserve that I'll hire the best staff that I can to help inspire and get the players ready to go. And so that's what we're looking to do. I'm not intimidated by that at all. Brad, as most people don't understand the relationship behind the scenes. There's obviously people put in positions of authority, but we work long and hard, and we tend to work together, and we're all trying to do the same thing and get the players ready to play and then go out and put together winning performance.
You're going to call the plays from field level. Brad's going to be up in the press box. Explain, I know you haven't been through that
yeah.
specific drill yet, but explain as you envision it how the mechanics will work on game day with that arrangement.
Well, I think it's typical of what you have. Most guys, the head coaches, they call the plays. You know, you have a coordinator upstairs, and the reason we wear the headsets is so that we can communicate. And I made this statement that a lot is always talked about halftime adjustments, when in reality adjustments are being made throughout the game. And so to be able to talk, you know, there's times in the game where I'm thinking about calling this, what do you guys think, or this or this. And so there's some interaction, and I think that's natural, and I look forward to that. And I think that's a key piece to this, because during the week you put the plan together. When I'm not able to be in the room, obviously Brad is responsible for making sure the plan gets put together. We practice the plays in the proper way, and really responsible for the offense, and then you just go out and do it.
Browns coach Pat Shurmur joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And you bring up a key point. Having someone with Brad's knowledge and the role of offensive coordinator to, as you put it, say, run the room or run the meeting when you're not there. As a head coach, there's a lot of instances where you can't just be in one segment of the football team for an extended period.
No, there's no question. There's specific roles that you've got to do. And last year I did, you know, if I look a little tired still.
You look a little more refreshed, I wanted to tell you that.
No, but I think I think I feel really good about the way things are structured as we move forward. I think, you know, even though we didn't score enough points last year to help us win enough games, that's the key. And I think we set a foundation about how we want to practice, basically the scheme. And then we'll tweak things here or there based on the players that are out there. And so the foundation, in my opinion, has been laid. Now we got to get to the process of using this off season to make the second time we go through it much more efficient than the first time. And I think no matter what you do, if you know, most of the time if you do things over and over, the second time you do it is better than the first.
And it's an exchange. When you meet together, first you and Brad, but you with your offensive staff, putting together a game plan, it reaches a point where everybody is on the same page of what the plan is going to be for Sunday. So ultimately, even though you're the one calling those plays, the plan itself and the structure of your play calling is common knowledge with you,
right.
You, Brad. You're not going in there saying, okay, now I'm going to come up with something entirely different than we talked about this week.
No question. And that's why you obviously, through training camp, you practice the scheme and the plays and doing all the things that you want to do. And then, for example, you know, every game you put together a set of 5 to 6 plays that when it's 3rd and 7 to 10 that you're going to run.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what you do during the week. And then on game time, at game time, you know, you decide in what order you call them depending on, you know, the situation. And so that's what we write on all those cards we hold.
Nolan Cromwell comes in here with an extensive background as a former player, a coach, and he comes into that senior advisor capacity. What is that role like, and how much do you draw and pull from that as a head coach?
Well, that I think that's an important role, and it's a little bit, I don't want to label it as something other than what it is, but he'll help us coach. He'll coach. He's obviously got extensive experience working with receivers. And, you know, another resource for me and a guy that's coached in this offense a long time and that I've worked with in the past. So I think that's what he'll be. I think he's an outstanding teacher. And, again, I had a chance to work with him a year in St. Louis. He's one of the most quality people you ever meet. He comes in with instant credibility as a player. I think he was Mr. Kansas coming out of college, and then obviously what he did as a L.A. Ram,
yeah,
as a player. But anyways, he's and I wanted to get Nolan involved here. I tried last year, and he was obviously under contract with St. Louis, so that it didn't work. But I'm glad he's here.
And we mentioned Tim Houck, of course, as the new secondary coach, replacing Jerome Henderson, who did an outstanding job with that and has now moved on to the Dallas Cowboys. But what does Tim bring to the table?
Well, Tim, I caught Tim at the end of his career, or near the end of his career in Philadelphia as a player, and we talked. And he had expressed to me that he wanted to get into coaching someday, and I thought it'd be perfect fit because he was very cerebral as a player, very tough. He was what you want from a safety. You could get everybody lined up and make the right checks. And so it made sense to me that, number one, he wanted to be a coach, and it was all very obvious to me they'd be very good at it. And so I've followed his career. He's been obviously at the pro level, the college level, and he was available. And so jumped on it and hired him.
Yeah, and that playing experience that he brings, Mike Holmgren referred to him as really a consummate overachiever when he was around him as a player. So those guys usually make good coaches.
I think so. You know, there's no set model for a coach, but typically guys that had to really work hard and prepare as players understand the demands of a coach. And so it's a natural transition for those guys to then think of it as a good profession.
Okay. Well, we're just getting started. We've got another segment, if you could be so kind as to stick around for that. Much
sure.
More to talk about. He is Coach Pat Shurmur joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Stay tuned for a continuation of our conversation. And we're brought to you by Madden NFL 12 in stores now. EA Sports, it's in the game.
It's auto show season, and the best deals are at Liberty, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. The savings are huge, and right now you can get an additional $1,000 in auto show bonus cash or lease the best-selling 38-mile-per-gallon Ford Focus for just $129. Great fuel efficiency, quality, and style, all for only $129 a month. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty is in Spokane, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermillion, home.
love wings, if you love rings, and all kinds of other tempting things.
Sink your teeth into Munch Madness with our revved up loop favorites. Try our sweet potato retreads, Greek nachos, shrimp quesadilla, or new appetizer sized flatbread.
Great times, great food, too quick to say goodbye.
At Cleveland Clinic, we'll see you later, today. Access to the best care is easy with same day appointments available at convenient locations throughout Northeast Ohio. Call today 216-444-CARE. Or visit clevelandclinic.org.
Hi, I'm Evan Moore. I made my way onto the Cleveland Browns by keeping my head in the game and blocking out all other distractions. I do the same thing when I'm driving my car. That means putting the phone down, keeping my eyes on the road, and buckling up. Every trip, every time. So whether you're just driving around town or to the stadium, never let distracted driving take you out of the game. This message provided by the Ohio Department of Public Safety.
If you've dreamed of having 20/20 vision and getting rid of contacts and glasses, then it's time you went to LASIK Plus. Right now, you can get $500 off your procedure, and you can even use your tax refund to make LASIK a reality. With LASIK Plus, you'll have the confidence of being treated by a trusted and experienced LASIK surgeon like Dr. Thomas. He's done over 19,000 procedures and is right here in your neighborhood. LASIK only takes minutes, and you could be back to your normal routine the next day, so there's nothing to fear. Get treated by March 31st. And LASIK Plus will take $500 off your procedure. You can also use your Flex spending account. Why wait another day? Enjoy the freedom of living life in 2020. Call Dr. Thomas's office at 855-596-2020 or visit 2020withlasikplus.com. A financing offer is guaranteed. Hurry, call 855-596-2020 and save $500 today. 2020 vision not guaranteed. As with every surgery, there are possible risks. Visit 2020withlasikplus.com.
Shopping for a mattress and box spring can be a confusing and even frustrating experience. This is Ron Trzynski of the Original Mattress Factory. We recently shopped several retailers to learn more about the mattress shopping experience from the customer's perspective. So what did we find? We found many of the same sales gimmicks that have existed in the industry for years. Unfortunately, we also found some new tricks to the trade. Coil count, defined as the number of coils in an inner spring unit, has been replaced by several brands and retailers with coil density. Many of today's mattresses use a 2 to 4 inch foam or fiber edge in place of steel inner springs. Coil density has been defined as the number of coils that there would be if the springs went all the way to the edge. At the Original Mattress Factory, our springs do extend all the way to the edge, and coil count equals coil density. We pride ourselves on offering real quality and genuine value. The Original Mattress Factory, 4930 State Road, right at the 480 ramp. Or check us out on the web at originalmattress.com.
At Cleveland Clinic, we'll see you later, today. Access to the best care is easy, with same-day appointments available at convenient locations throughout Northeast Ohio. Call today, 216-444-CARE. Or visit clevelandclinic.org.
Hi, this is Mike Holmgren. You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
And we are back on Cleveland Browns Daily, as the team president just said. It's driven by Liberty Ford in association with Quaker Steak and Lube. Hey, you can see Kenny Chesney and Tim McGraw for the first time together in 10 years. On July 29th at Cleveland Brown Stadium, plus special guests, Grace Potter and the Nocturnals, and Jake Owen. Tickets, they're on sale now, and they're available at Ticketmaster.com or by calling 1-800-745-3000. And this second half of our conversation with Pat Shurmur, it's driven by Liberty Ford. We're back with Pat Shurmur, the Browns coach here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. So, Pat, catching up with some of the things in the offseason, I know you keep in touch regularly with players. Let's start with Colt McCoy, the conversations that you periodically have with him by phone or whatever. But, A, how's he been feeling? Mike Holmgren said he was doing well from that concussion that he had suffered. And, B, just your general thoughts on his mindset in the offseason.
Well, I think he's looking forward to getting back to work. And not that he's not working now. He's obviously working out, staying in shape. But when the players get away, after a certain amount of time, when we feel like we have some unfinished business, and we've got a team that needs to improve, he is anxious to get back here for the official part of the off-season program, which starts April 16th. And so that's what he's anxious to get back to work. And I sense in him the anticipation that he's going to get a lot better, and that he's looking forward to the workload here in the off season. And I think that's an important time for a team that's going from its first year to its second. And so I sense that anticipation in his voice. He sounds great. And again, we've communicated. I try to communicate, you know, with most of the players regularly. And he's one of those guys that's looking forward to coming back.
There's so much talk about this team's possible pursuit of a new quarterback, whether it's in the draft or free agency or both. So from that standpoint, Colt can likely anticipate some competition come this summer. But how do you expect Colt to handle not only that, but just his own progression as a quarterback? What are you expecting to see of him when you know, you get to training camp, or you get through off-season workouts, actually?
Well, what I expect from him, of course, is he knows that he's got to improve on what he did a year ago. And he's one of those guys that'll do everything he can to get better. So I'm anticipating that. And really, players at all positions are wondering who's going to be there to compete with them. My son's a freshman at St. Ed's, and I'm sure he's watching to see which eighth graders are going to come in behind him, and he's trying to size up the competition in front of him. And so I think that happens at all positions. And so, you know, at this point, everybody's trying to predict what we're going to do and throwing out lots of names and lots of information. And at this point, I think they're merely predictions. And so most competitive guys, though, are just getting themselves ready to go so that when they come back, they can compete at a high level.
Have you gone over some specifics, though, that Colt can do to make himself better? What are the areas that you think have to be concentrated on?
Well, I think from the quarterback standpoint, we've you know, highlighted, of course. We've had a chance to go through all the tape. You know, some areas that he can get better, where he'll make himself a more efficient quarterback, from, you know, the fundamentals, the footwork, to the decision-making and the progressions of the routes, and all things that can improve when you do it over and over and over. And the over and over and over part obviously starts here in the offseason.
People ask quite a bit on our show about the future of Peyton Hillis with the Browns. And again, I know that's not your specific area with regard to dealing with a contract, but it is something in which you have interest, and you do have that personal contact with Peyton Hillis as well. What's your general thought there about his future?
Well, I've obviously had an opportunity to communicate with him as well. You know, he's local here, and conversations have been good. And when he was in the games last year, he produced. And so, you know, we're obviously entrenched in the business of sport right now as we try to get the roster set for 2012. And so, you know, I think that'll play itself out, and we'll just have to see, and as we move forward, what happens there.
Health-wise, guys like Ben Watson, who finished the year with a concussion, Eric Steinbach, who of course missed the whole season injured, what are some of the updates you could provide on those guys?
Yeah, I think they're progressing through the offseason, and they're getting better, getting themselves ready to go. So, you know, beyond that, there's really not much to say.
Yeah, until we're still early.
We're still early in the process right now. You know, I think it's, you know, they're just like everybody else, trying to get themselves in the best possible position they can get themselves in physically and mentally for the start of the offseason.
How excited are you for the chance to go to Indianapolis and see these quarterbacks in whatever form you see them? And I know it's always a debate or a question as to whether they're going to throw or not, what they're going to do in these workouts or not do, but you are going to get to see them. And I'm talking specifically of Robert Griffin and Andrew Luck and so forth. Is it something, especially as a man who that's your specialty, that's your area, is it something that just you look forward to with great anticipation?
Yeah, I'm anxious to get to Indianapolis, and a lot of these players that everybody's talking so much about, I haven't met yet. And so this is the time when the scouts, who have done so much work to this point, evaluating the players, this is where the coaches start to get involved, where we get to, you know, for most of our coaches, we've watched the tape on all the guys that are competing at the combine. Now we get a chance to go down there and meet them and add that piece, see them, evaluate them, talk to them, see how they react mentally, see how they do in the classroom, those types of things. And so it's exciting. And then, of course, you're always it's always fun to see a ball in the air and to see quarterbacks out there throwing, to be able to evaluate who throws the ball well and who doesn't. Does it help or hurt a guy? I don't know, but it adds more information to the decision-making process for us when we see a guy compete amongst the other quarterbacks.
Have you already formed some opinions, though, based on whatever tape you've watched of these guys that you have in your mind? And is it possible that if they do something like throw the football or just talk with you, that they're going to influence some of what you already know about them from tape?
Yeah, I think coaches will all tell you that the way you determine whether a guy can play or not is by watching them actually compete in the games. And so that's why we put so much value in the tape work. And that's where all the time comes. And then to watch a guy on tape and then meet him in person, you know, it can confirm or deny maybe what you've seen. And I think that's an important thing.
I know you want to watch all the players at all positions or at least get some glimpse of them. And I've stressed quarterbacks here, but is it with the offensive players in your particular area of expertise and this team's particular area of need that you're going to focus more on those guys who throw it, those guys who catch it, those guys who run with it, and those guys who block? Are you going to be naturally gravitating to that more?
Well, yeah, you know, I think I'm more aware of what the players should look like at those positions. But, of course, as a head coach, your view is a little bit broader, so I watch all the players. And I really do think we can address needs at all positions on our team, whether it be find a guy that's going to start for us or a guy that's going to compete to become a starter or a guy that's going to come in and fill a need as a role player. So it's very, very important that we do a good job with the combine and getting all of the information we can. I mean, you look at last year's draft class, and I think, including the free agents, all of our rookies were competing in our last game against Pittsburgh, and a lot of them had played numerous snaps throughout the year. So that's really going to help them as we move forward next year. Plus, the players that we're, you know, I'm referring to are good players. And so good players that have had a chance to get reps and have an off season to improve. I'm looking for good things from them, and we got to add another draft class to that.
And you won't ignore the defensive side in doing this. Obviously, you'll look at that area. But also, that's an area that has internally at least a contractual question mark of DeQuell Jackson, what his future is going to be. I'd like you to comment on that, and also just your general thoughts about free agency and the types of spots you would like to see this team or you think this team could address in the open market. But first, DeQuell.
Yeah, DeQuell, you know, I've been on record talking about what he's meant to the team, and, you know, we want to do what we can to get him back, you know, and I think that's the case with a lot of the other guys we've already mentioned.
And Phil Dawson. And
yeah, I mean, there's a group of guys there, guys that you know and you think are good players, you want to try to keep them. And I think that's the idea of the offseason here, is to try to keep the guys that you have, and if you got to resign them, you do what you can to do it. And then, you know, you add to your roster new players, and then you obviously get it from either free agency or the draft. And so, you know, we're going to try to do that.
You and Mike Holmgren, Tom Heckert, you've been very resolute in this whole notion that the way you build a team, first of all, you're determined to build this team into a winner, and that's the philosophy here and the mission here, and sticking and doing so heavily through the draft, and you believe in that. But if you could sort of give the message to the believers, to the investors, I'm talking about the ticket holders, the fans who are with this thing right to the bitter end, what is it that, you know, you can tell them in terms of how this team is approaching the task of trying to get dramatically better from 4-12?
Well, I think two things. The players that were here a year ago that will continue to be here. You know, I talked to the players about everybody's got to make incremental jumps in performance. And I think we were so close in some ways. So it's important for the guys that are here to develop. And then we've got to pick the right players to add to that group. that are going to make us better. And I feel confident that we're going to do that because I saw it happen a year ago. You know, again, this is my just going into my second year here with the guys that we picked and played. And so, yeah, I'm confident that the team's going to improve, and I'm confident that it's easy, you know, to look back on it and say, well, you know, the win total, we got to win more games, we got to score more points, and we're aware of that. And now, having watched our players work, we can quantify the areas that we need to get better, work on the specific skills, and get better. And I think that's going to happen. And I think, you know, when you add what the players did last year with the improvement that we can make here in the offseason by adding new players and getting better, I'm very confident that we'll make a jump.
How much different do you feel as a head coach today, now, going into this combine than you did a year ago when you were getting ready to head to Indianapolis as a guy who had not coached a game as a head coach in the NFL?
Yeah, I don't know if I'm ever comfortable with anything. But I will say that, you know, I spent so much time last year putting the staff together. That's a big task for anybody that's taking over a team. And then I felt like when I went to the combine, I had a lot of catching up to do with the players. I think this year I'm more ready to go down there and evaluate them because I've had more of an opportunity to watch the contestants, so to speak. So I feel better about that. I feel good about the staff that we have in place. And I feel good that we've had a chance to go back and look at what we did last year, and then we're starting to decide what we're going to do the same and what we're going to change.
Well, I appreciate you taking the time to join us. Covered a lot of ground here, and look forward to getting together with you again in Indianapolis.
All right. Travel safe.
All right, you too. He is Pat Shermer, the head coach of the Browns, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford. It's brought to you by Madden NFL 12 in stores now. EA Sports, it's in the game.
It's auto show season, and the best deals are at Liberty, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. The savings are huge, and right now you can get an additional $1,000 in auto show bonus cash, or lease the best-selling SUV, Ford Escape, for just $169. Four-wheel drive, great fuel efficiency and style, all for only $169 a month. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Stolen, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
If you love wings, if you love rings, and all kinds of other tempting things, take time, great food, get too quick to take a move.
Sink your teeth into Munch Madness with our revved up loop favorite. Try our sweet potato retreads, Greek nachos, shrimp quesadilla, or new appetizer sized flatbread.
Great times, great food, get too quick to take a move.
Cleveland Browns Stadium and the Browns Training Facility have just the right spaces to help make your next private event a masterpiece. The Browns offer up to 30 unique and inviting venues that can make your wedding, bar and bat mitzvah, holiday party, prom, or other social or corporate event a success. For more information on how you can host your next private event with the Browns, call 440-824-6162 or visit clevelandbrowns.com.
Madden NFL 12 delivers an authentic NFL experience with an all-new collision system, team-specific runners, and real-life broadcast with all-new dynamic player performance. Players' traits rise and fall based on their performance throughout the game. Madden NFL 12, true to the game. EA Sports Madden NFL 12 is available now. Want to learn more? Go to ea.com/MaddenNFL.
Welcome to Bonefish Grill.
That was the first and last time I rode a water buffalo bareback. And so it begins. My co-workers and I make our way to a community table for happier hours at Bonefish Grill. Such atmosphere. It tingles not just my senses, but my very soul. The eclectic blend of music lifts our spirits higher than 1,000 angels on air mattresses. Our bartender mixes a raspberry vodka Collins to a note of a different kind, a near $5 note. A few shakes
shared plates join us. Bang Bang Tacos, Bang Chicken, and Fresh Ceviche all arrive proudly and promptly with the type of sachet only a plate that costs $5 could exhibit. As I dive in, my happiness cup runneth over.
From 4 to 6:30 p.m., try our new lollipop roll sushi. Albacore and ahi tuna, Atlantic salmon, and sweet crab wrapped in cucumber.
Sushi is calling? Cancel my appointments. Bonefish Grill. Happiness here.
In Cleveland at the corner of Rockside Road and 77. Visit bonefishgrill.com for the location nearest you.
And we're back on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Browns fans, unite with the team and experience the great benefits of being a Cleveland Browns season ticket holder. 2012 season tickets, they're on sale now and more affordable than ever with tickets starting at just $32. Go to clevelandbrowns.com or call 440-824-3434 for more information. Yours truly, Vic Carucci, with you, and we appreciate the fact you're spending this portion of your Wednesday with us as we broadcast from Berea. The next 2 days, we're going to broadcast from Indianapolis, site of the Combine, broadcast live there. And this segment, this conversation with Brad Childress, it's brought to you by Madden NFL 12 in stores now. EA Sports, it's in the game. Very happy to be joined right now by the Browns' new offensive coordinator, Brad Childress. Brad, welcome to the show.
Good to be here. Been here once before, same seat, like you said.
Exact same seat. I was going to say welcome back to the show, because when you were last here, it was August, and you were part of the training camp tour with SiriusXM Radio, Pat Kerwin, Tim Ryan. You were part of that trio. So you left the media to go straight again and come back into the NFL as a coach.
Yeah, how about that? That was a great tour from here to Pittsburgh to the Hall of Fame, which would be great if every NFL football coach could see that with their own eyes. I know it's made for TV, but it was a great time.
It reminds us what we're... It kind of just gets you back to what the game's about, and I think takes you back to that old school. I think everybody should do that, especially younger players, too, right? A reminder of what they're part of.
Yeah, because you can't get a feel for the emotion. I know that, again, the TV is great, but just to see the setup and what it means to the people there, that it's something.
No, it's a nice feeling. You're absolutely right down the road in Canton. Well, you're here in Cleveland, and I want to start first with the fact that for you, what does this opportunity mean? You've been a head coach in this league previously with Minnesota. You've served in this capacity before when you were with the Philadelphia Eagles. You've done position coaching in this league. A long career, the 33 years this is now for you of coaching football. What does this stop mean to you right now as you look at it?
Well, it's always exciting this time of year, and particularly exciting to have this opportunity to be with people that you know something about, that you've seen when everything hits the fan. You know what they know. You know what kind of good people they are, people that you trust. They're good people as well as good coaches and administrators and personnel people. You know, that's what it means to me.
Yeah, being with Pat Shurmur, with whom you worked in Philly, Tom Heckert, Mike Holmgren, you got history with these men and know them well in this league. But I think you said it best. When it hits the fan and how they'll react, you already have that sense of that, because hitting the fan is almost a daily occurrence in this job.
Well, it is, and you know, particularly I know from having sat in the head coach's seat that all of a sudden you can be going 180 degrees from what you came in the building wanting to do that day. There's things that require your attention, but I'm excited to get back and get hands-on and get back coaching football. It's what I do.
And you stepped away from it last year after leaving the Vikings. And I remember you said this in August, that it was a good thing to get out of that box you were in and look at it from the outside. So you had a full season to do that. What did that do for you? What was that refreshing period like?
Well, it's really a step away when you can pay attention to college football. You can pay attention to the global NFL as opposed to be, you know, laser pointed at one area and one team and one emphasis. It kind of hit some things home about how crazy these games are, how 85% of the time they're going one way to beat you and you're trying to hold on, or you're going the other way to beat them. What a great product it is, how competitive it is. And then, you know, you got a chance to look at trends. You got a chance to look at other coaches, just in some of the training camp visits that you never get an opportunity to do. At high school, you go to clinic with college guys that know more than you. In college, you go in clinic with pro guys. Pro guys, it's kind of a closed fraternity. Guys will share, but they won't share that much. So it's nice to be able to go out there and see it with your own eyes and listen to who's saying what to who. Really refreshing that way.
The importance of you and Pat Shurmur seeing things the same way offensively, speaking the same language, for sake of a better way to describe it. We get it. I mean, that's obvious, and you would get that. It would have made no sense for him to hire an offensive coordinator who was a just completely different system and that he didn't really know. So his history with you, pretty common thing in coaching to bring those relationships together again in jobs. But if you could explain as best, with as much detail as you can, as to what that really means, what is it that you both sort of see, know, share, and how will that manifest itself in the jobs you do?
Well, the first thing to say is that Pat is a great human being, a great person. So that means something from my standpoint. I would hope he feels somewhere close the same way. The second thing is he's a heck of a football coach. Coached in the offensive line, coached tight ends, coached quarterbacks, really, you know, all the people that surround the football. He took my job as a quarterback coach when I became the offensive coordinator. He was ready to do that, not unlike a guy like Andy Reid, who was the tight end coach and then at a point in time became the quarterback coach. There for Brett Favre. So they have similar career paths. He understands, if you will, the system that I'm familiar with, that he knows that I'm familiar with. And I would liken it to when you saw Brett Favre go to the New York Jets. He had spoken, he was a Frenchman. He spoke French for 16 years of his NFL career. He goes to New York, and they're speaking Portuguese. And so he's trying to dibble and dabble in it. For a while it was good, but I venture to say that when he came back to Minnesota, we were back speaking that same French, and so you're on the same page immediately. It's not like, oh, you called that this, we called that that. There's some tweaks that different people take, but
right.
The language is exact in some form.
The terminology, the names of plays, or at least this close
concepts, protection, route running, run scheme, very, very, very similar.
We're visiting with Brad Childress, the new offensive coordinator for the Cleveland Browns, here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And as it relates to this Browns team, there's been a one-year exposure, because that's the 1 year that Pat Shurmur has been here, of this offense to that offense, to that West Coast. And I know that means it's not a blanket term that covers everything. That evolves, that has tweaks, that has changes. So his version of it, which is essentially your version of it too, are very similar to what you guys both see it as, correct?
Yeah,
is that fair to say?
Yeah, it's fair to say, and we'll see. I've seen already where it's kind of started to go a different direction with a few different concepts, but that's just growing within the system. That there's different ways to do things, as all those West Coast proponents have shown you.
So the players who have been part of that, and particularly, I know it's obviously it's important for everybody on offense, but the quarterback and the guy we know right now, because he was the guy who started most of last year, Colt McCoy, his learning process. How do you view him and being through this 1 year with Pat Shurmur, even though he will be going into his third season as a pro quarterback? How do you see Colt McCoy and in this learning process?
Yeah, I see him as a second-year player. I know that he was drafted. He came in late in the year and ran around a little bit and made some plays, and then the system changed. So he only really has 1 year and not even the benefit of the mini camp, OTAs, training camp. He was learning on the run with everybody else. So
yeah.
Probably the biggest improvement you've seen, far more than anything, that I'm able to add or do is that he's going to be second year in the system, and he's going to be able to see it in his mind's eye, as opposed to thinking about it on the way to the line of scrimmage, as opposed to learn all the things that are going on the defensive side.
And to your specific role, if you could sort of describe the things that you do. I mean, people hear offensive coordinator, and they say, okay, he's in charge of the offense, but there are many layers, I think, to this job. And if you could explain, it's designing and putting together, obviously, a playbook or having influence on that playbook that Pat Shurmur has a big hand in as well. How, that part and the part of hands-on coaching with the quarterback and who else? I mean, if you could just kind of give me a sense of how you'll be carrying out your duties.
Yeah, I think the offensive coordinator always is going to have some voice with the quarterback, and you know, particularly in a position that you've coached, you've coached that before. You can't coach over the top of Mark Whipple. Pat's always going to have a word with the quarterback because that's his expertise, and I will too. There's such a thing as too much information. I'm sure I'll be downstairs installing the plays, and you want to do it exactly as he sees it. But I know that we're all training the same concepts, and at the end of the day, right now when we're going through scheme evaluation, and I'm sitting with the rest of the staff all day long, if there's questions that come up and say, well, we didn't say it like that, or are we doing it this way, you know, we're making sure that everybody's on the same page, saying it exactly the same way.
Okay. And the other part of this is you're still getting to know this team. You're still getting to know your players, right? Familiarize yourself. You haven't been.
Right.
So that's going on, along with the fact that you're heading to Indianapolis, and you'll be there the rest of this week, for the combine, to look at college prospects. So you're kind of doing a lot of things simultaneously, right? You got to get to know your guys here, but you're going to get to know new people, draft prospects, and offer opinions on maybe the Browns, what they would do with a quarterback or other positions.
Exactly. You're pulling apart last year. You're going through what we call scheme evaluation right now, and typically we do that all morning long, and then the afternoons we kind of drill down, each coach by his position. Coordinator looks at smatterings of each position, both in free agency and in the draft, and then you'll meet on that as you go forward. You mentioned the combine. Really the first chance you get a chance to sit down and interact,
right,
with a lot of these guys. You get to watch them in a big bowl kind of setting where, even though there's not a lot, I hear they're having 250 fans that are going to be able to come into the combine, but NFL coaches and executives and people that are picking and pulling and trying to find out who this is that they're going to draft and pay a lot of money to, is he as advertised?
Right.
What is he like personally? I mean, all those things are in an equation to try to figure out what that person's value is.
That's exciting, right? I mean, it's exciting to see some of these guys now up close and the names you hear, Andrew Luck and Robert Griffin III, and Ryan Tannehill. I mean, those are names that all of us keep hearing about as top quarterbacks. You must be as a coach,
right? And if you follow college football like I did last year, you know, those are all the names that you saw, the marquee names. Now,
sure,
it's a whole different thing to finally be able to put your hands on their game tape and look at it and look for what you're looking for,
sure,
in each one of those guys, whether it's an offensive lineman or a defensive back.
Okay. Great stuff, and I look forward to spending some time with you as well as Indianapolis, and thank you so much for joining us, and look forward to having you on again.
Appreciate it, Vic. Thank you.
He is Brad Childress, the new offensive coordinator for the Cleveland Browns, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford and brought to you by Madden NFL 12 in stores now. EA Sports, it's in the game.
It's auto show season, and the best deals are at Liberty, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. The savings are huge, and right now you can get an additional $1,000 in auto show bonus cash, or lease America's best-selling truck, F-150, for just $229. Four-wheel drive, chrome accents, 18-inch all-terrain tires, all for only $229 a month. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, home.
Hey, Browns fans, Carex Health Brands knows that being a football fan can be tough on your body. If your muscles are sore or your joints are stiff after hours of cheering on your favorite team, try Carex Bed Buddy Hot Cold Therapy products. Their doctor-recommended moist heat is strong enough to penetrate sore muscles on or off the field. Carex Health Brands' complete line of home health care products, including hot cold therapy, medication organizers, and bath safety equipment, can be found at Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Browns.
Looking for more than a song on your birthday? How about a whole concert? Get a free ticket to the Cleveland House of Blues during your birthday month when you join the First Merit Birthday Club. Just visit firstmerit.com/birthday for complete details. So log on and rock on with the First Merit Birthday Club. First Merit Bank. You first. Must be a First Merit customer with online banking to join. Full terms apply. See firstmerit.com/birthday for complete details. Member FDIC.
Rain. Sleet. Snow. Go. Mercedes-Benz 4MATIC offers precision performance through the worst of weather conditions. By constantly monitoring for the first sign of wheel slip, the system is able to help distribute power evenly among the wheels with the best grip. Consider it an all-weather all-star. As a pioneer in all-wheel drive technology, Mercedes-Benz is proud to offer it on 10 different model lines. Lease the 2012 C300 4MATIC Sports Sedan, an IIHS top safety pick, for just $379 a month for 33 months with $4,039 due assignment. See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for a test drive today.
Available only to qualified customers exclusively through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services at participating dealers through February 29th, 2012. Call 1-800-F1-Mercedes for offer details.
For a test drive, visit your local Northeast Ohio Mercedes-Benz dealer or neohiomercedes.com.
Get to the Auto Show or Valley Ford Truck on Canal and Valley View for $1,000 bonus cash off your new Ford truck today. Valley Ford Truck works hard to get you the better deal because they know you work harder. ValleyFordTruck.com.
Welcoming you back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We love to hear from you, and we do via the official Browns Facebook and Twitter pages, and also via voicemail 855-363-2459 or locally 440-824-6138. And we receive messages and questions just like we did from this gentleman.
Hi. My question is, how likely is it the Browns will re-sign Hillis with the need for a quarterback, defensive tackle, and definitely some wide receivers? It'd be good if we could focus the draft on those positions without having to draft a running back, especially with the earlier picks. So again, I have to ask, how likely is it the Browns will re-sign Hillis so that we can keep that position locked up?
Yeah, in other words, get away from the running back spot, allow you to focus elsewhere. And that's a legitimate thought. I think this, based on what we heard today from Pat Shurmur, it sounds as if the interest is definitely there, based on, you know, him making the point that when he played, he produced or was productive. It is going to come down to, though, finding the right numbers. And what will that right number be with Hillis? Because he turned down the deal. We know that history already. And can an agreed upon number make it work for both sides? August via Facebook, what is the strategy for the quarterback position? Again, we heard Pat Shurmur talk about that to the extent of, A, Colt McCoy getting better, improving on the areas that he needs to improve on. And you heard from Brad Childress, the second year in this West Coast offense is going to be something that is helpful to McCoy's development, but treating McCoy as if he's really a second-year quarterback, not the third-year guy that he is technically and or officially. And then, you know, free agency, possibly the draft, certainly they're going to look at that area as well. All right, and we thank several people for their involvement in the show. One is Pat Shurmur. The other is Brad Childress. We also want to thank Dave DiNatale and Drew Boatner and Danielle Lavelli and tonight's producer, the one and only outstanding Will Burge. And you can hear Will and stick around for the next 2 hours for 3 Deep. That's up next. We will join you again tomorrow from Indianapolis from the Combine on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.